Okay, good Voch. Let's put this somewhere. I'm not going to knock it down. Okay. I'm going to go back to the bottom of Kuf Chof Tes. Lisaneg El Hashem. Adam Amachapes Oichel Bu Adam Reif. Adam Sosavaya. Enu Machapes Es Oishrei Bechutz. Someone who is hungry looks for food. Somebody who is full doesn't look for things outside. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. And he's the one that runs everything. Also, that's the first of the Yud Gimel Ikorim. He's waiting for us. He desires us. He's interested in us. He's doing for us all the time. However little we understand that, but we are told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets some kind of simcha from us, and at the same time, it causes him tzar. He cries even. Even cries. That's what causes earthquakes and tsunamis and floods and what we call natural disasters, what the insurance companies call acts of God. This man, you got a different version?
No.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got yours is in Portuguese or something. However, we don't understand these words, but that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And as we said many times, Hashem is so big that he can do anything. He can even cry if that's what he wants to do. If you get this clear, then your heart is full with simcha. Then the oilam ha-sheker that offers you all these wonderful things which will give you simcha and pleasure and eternal bliss don't attract you because you know there's nothing there in comparison to the simcha and the oisha of what lies in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. We're not lacking anything. Ne'emar aleinu, the pasuk says about us, atem keruim odom. You called odom. Ge'emanu b'yedateinu v'al kach shezechinu letzelem elokim. You are very proud of the fact that we're Jewish and that we were zoche to tzelem elokim, whatever that means. Tov lanu bebeteinu kifi shneema shifti bebeis Hashem. That's all David HaMelech wanted. David HaMelech had the whole world. He had access to whatever he wanted. Achas shalti, all for one thing. Shifti bebeis Hashem, because that contains everything. Tov lanu l'shevus kitzile demenusa ulis'aning al ziv hashchina. Sounds a little bit beyond us. No, it sounds a little bit... This is nice fairy tale stuff, no? Anybody got this clear? Everyone's holding you? Besides you.
Somebody had 1 million in the bank. You don't know he had 1 million. He's a poor guy.
That's us. We're like the homeless guy walking around, looking which bridge to sleep under tonight, and there's $50 million in your bag. You just don't know about it. That's us. Nachon. Yeah. But this sounds a little bit beyond us. I know. But it sounds a bit beyond us. Zu ave betanugim toiv lanu bekir mitzvayis over besiyas tzeina shel Hashem ma lanu chapes tanugim beboyres nishbori mashal lo yichlo lo hamayim. Just let them rearrange the furniture and then we can carry on. Tov lanu bebeteinu kufi shenema shifti bebeis Hashem toiv lanu l'shevus betzile demanusa That's all I need. I don't need anything else. Just the shifty bebeis Hashem to sit in the shade of the Shekhinah and just radiate the goodness of the Shekhinah. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. How long do you think you could do that for? I'll arrange for 10 minutes. The guy's worked on himself. How long do you think you could live? I don't know. Let's use Reb Chaim. I arranged for you to stay with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. How long do you think you'd handle that for? That's Shifti Mabeis Hashem. Toiv Leshevet Betzilet Venusav Veshaneg Alasev Hashchina. You'd stand in line for 3 hours to get to see him. He says, you know what? Why don't you move in here? Instead of standing outside for 3 hours and going to get a blocker, come live with me. How long do you think you'd handle that for? No, I don't need answers. I'm just asking us to be honest with ourselves. Sounds very far. Lots of poshut. Okay, so we have to find practical answers. How to do it. Otherwise, we're just reading about nice ideas that have nothing to do with us. You just get more frustrated. That's why we started this year, remember? You just get more and more frustrated. You can pretend, by the way. The Yetzer Hara will get you pretending that you're riding on cloud nine. The Yetzer Hara gets you to do that. You think you're having this wonderful spiritual experience. Yeah?
It's an idea.
I know it's an ideal. The question is, how do we go about getting there? We want to have some shakers to this. We want to see it slowly, for sure. But I'm doing the practical answers. Let's see. That's why you're sitting here, and you'll sit a long time. Right? We're in the ship. We shifted it based on Hashem, and it's Geshmak. It is Geshmak. That's why we keep coming back. But it's nice. I haven't had an advantage. I get to hear my own voice, which is the greatest pleasure that I have these days. No, let's have a look. Let's see. No, I'm just saying this sounds very nice, but I'm resonating the Baruch here. This is lovely. But you know, do me a favor. Life's not like that.
At the end, it's a matana of a kabbalah shvuah. That means we have to do what we can, and at the end,
so what is that? I'm asking, what is that we need to do? Avada Kodesh Baruch is going to do it in the end, but what do we have to do? What is everything we need to do? So we have to find targeting. We have to find ways of doing it. Now. It's no good to be miserable about your whole life, and then you'll shift the base of Hashem in the next world. If you're not going to get it right there, you won't be shifting the base of Hashem in the next world. If you don't know how to enjoy a Kodesh Baruch in this world, how are you going to enjoy it in the next world? This is the training ground. If you're not Maki Tov in this world, how are you going to have Maki Tov in the next world? You won't. That's why somebody's great for Tov won't be in the next world. Because he doesn't know what good is, so he doesn't know how you're going to appreciate the next world, which is full of good. If you didn't know to appreciate good, yeah. No, we're talking about, yeah. The next world I can't do anything about. I do what I have to do to get there, but I'm talking about, yeah. Name of Ashira Shiri. I'm just flagging this for further attention, because if you come away with, yeah, having heard these wonderful mouth words, then you're stuck back in, well, I'm going to have to pretend that I'm actually somewhere where I'm not, or give up. What are the two ways out of having heard this? Like you read a Gedolim book, you know? What are the two ways out of there? Either become depressed or pretend that you're holding. There's only two ways out of that book.
Come back tomorrow.
Forget about what you've heard. And you go back tomorrow to learn something more that you'll forget. Man with experience. Honest man with experience. Singular joy. Thank you. Oh, we have this problem. We're all frustrated by this. We have to work out. Neba Bashir Ashirim Chokum Achmadim Vakulim Mamtakim Zu Doidi Vazu Roy. Everything's just wonderful and beautiful when I'm with Hashem, when he's Kashinil Mad Lachavanes Mabatainu Ala Isha Nitzki. When we train ourselves to aim our perspective of reality on the simcha, the eternal simcha, the eternal wealth. When we'll learn how to meditate on the inner reality that we have, we may discover how full of joy living your life on Pitoira Kedoshi is. Real, not pretending. Nilma dat kama hamitzus vahalochosayan muguvenes haim. Muguvenes, how would you translate muguvenes? Variety. Hashabbatot zvam yomim atayvim. Kol yointev, muhusa v'anagosoy. Kol echad mem anutayimim tam shoneh. Each one of the chagim, each one of the different days, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Shabbos, each one has a different taste. Hakol kol manyen v'niflo. Everyone in them is just so unbelievably beautiful. But Purim smeichin adelo yodo. But Pesach kaim is tchushes cheirus niflo. B'shuas yishne kabbalas atayr b'av v'viru b'tisha b'av mis'ablim al masayis libeinu. Each one has it. That's why everyone has its food. We even have a food for a fast. No? People even have a food for a fast. What's the food of Tisha B'Av? The egg and the ashes. Yeah. We even have a food for a fast. That's impressive. What's the food of Yom Kippur? Kreplach. Each chag, each day, Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av even, it has its taste. And if you spend time learning about it, understanding it, getting the depths of it, it's delicious. If you find this inside yourself, if you're Magala Kodesh Baruch Hu in yourself, then you're not lacking anything anymore. That doesn't mean all the problems go away. It doesn't mean the Yisurim go away. But you're not alone when you're doing them and they have meaning and you understand what you're doing and what you're going through. Pam Shal Yehudi. A Jew once asked, more than once, Mahu hachasorin im b'Shabbos Kodesh and im ma'ein b'iton kol shul. What's the problem if on Shabbos I read a newspaper? V'rei b'shvil zeh oinet Shabbos, shvili zeh oinet Shabbos. That's my oinet Shabbos. We're talking about a kosher newspaper, yeah? Not something that's full of... What's wrong with that? Show me where it's author, Rebbe. Marshal Amarad Avadayme. L'chatan b'yom chuposei. Chosen on his wedding day. They're dancing from the chuppah to the cheder yichud. Yeah, you've all been there, you've all watched it. You've all been there. The peta bepeta cheder yichud mevakesh mikalos ha'chadasha shetirsha lo la'ayn ma'at biton shelo hispik likro b'boker. As the guy into the yichud room, he says, just wait 1 second, I've never chance to look in the news. I just want to read the paper quickly. Show me where it's also to read a newspaper, the cheder yichud. Shnia baruch, shnia. The Karim Khan Chaisich Patyut to Chaisanushi. Do you understand there's something lacking in this guy? This guy missed his pre-wedding schmooze. There's something lacking in this. Zua Dishud Shain Kamo. You've missed the plot completely. Or if she would say, just hold on a second, I haven't said my Tehillim for the day. What's wrong with saying Tehillim, especially in the Chaydi Yukud? You're missing the plot, lady. That's my own in parenthesis, yeah. No, he said it as well. I heard him saying it. I'm just filling it in. V'chein b'nyaneinu, kasheanu boim lisyachid im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Shabbos Kodesh. You're coming to the Cheder Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos Kodesh. Kriyas ha'eton ha'inu zilzul b'kedushas ha'Shabbos v'zilzul b'yichud im Hashem she'tziva al ha'Shabbos. You're just missing the plot, the gamre. I'm back to the original problem we had right in the beginning here. When a Jew understands and he's living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu constantly, he's walking with Hashem hand in hand. Real. There's no reason to go anywhere else. Lo yanyen oto klal manese boilam. Lo yanyen oto what's going on in the world. You heard what happened? Yeah, you heard that. What? Who cares? In the middle of watching, the final of the Super Bowl. which apparently is something big. I don't know what that is. I wouldn't know what it, I don't know what sport it is. But anyway, you're watching the final of the Super Bowl. It's 10 minutes to go and the scores are level. And someone wants to tell you about some political discussion that happened in China. You tell them, yeah, sorry, just hold the Super Bowl for it. No, what's going on in China? So when I'm walking with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and I'm living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo manyen oti kol hashtiyot that's going on around me. Lo manyen oti. Lo manyen oti afilu the Super Bowl. Calm down, Baruch Hu. Calm. Yeah. Lo yenedi klaman esaboylam. Kuli ye mole ba'av kisufim v'gagugim l'Hashem yisborach. That's the story. Why don't you just give me a Rambam in Hada? Sorry, it's easier for you to get there. Listen, you want to know where this is brought down in Halacha? The Rambam is a Halacha Sefer, correct? I just have to find this. We can do it, yo. We can do it in Hilchos Teshuva also. One second. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the halachas of the foundations of Torah, and then you can flip out as much as you want. Let's read the Rambam. Perek Sheni Alocha Aleph Hakela Nichbad Vaneira Ze. He spent the first perek putting Hashem on the table in all these manner, whatever. This kail hanechbad vaanoira hazeh mitzvah la'avo ule'yirum amenish shenema v'avta sesh melokecho v'nema es Hashem melokechet tiro. Interesting, he puts ava and yira in the same halacha. Two of them psukim, but it's all in the one halacha. I would have put ava, you know, first and then yira second, or yira and then ava, two different halachas. No, he bundles them together. Now, you got a good question. What is the way? His real ideal, he's telling you the process. How you come to love and fear God. When a person will meditate on Hashem's actions and his creatures, awesome, great acts and creations that he did, the yira mehen, chachmosa sha'ein lo erech velo kites, he will see in them wisdom that has no limitation. That means he's learning shara b'china in the famous halavavos, he's learning how to look at the world and see the chachma, the infinite chachma and chesed of Hashem in the bria. Miyad. Now, miyad doesn't mean immediately. Miyad means it will eventually happen. Miyad means imperative. So I have a Masorah that miyad in the Rambam doesn't mean immediately. It means muchrach. Miyad hu oiv umeshabeach umefae umisai v'tayve gedoyle leyeid Hashem agodol. Essentially, you got it in your mind. He will eventually come to love and praise and glorify. And he will have a great, great taiva, a burning lust. Interesting, eh? According to this, I will clarify you principles, great principles, from the actions, the deeds of the master of the universe, that you will have an opening to understand how to love Hashem. As a result of this, you will come to recognize the one that said, and then he goes on at length to describe all of that. My recommendation would be to do it in the Chumash of Avos, try to bechina, not to do it so much. Yeah, yeah, it gets a bit whatever. Anyway, you do it wherever it works for you. The Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah said you can do it through the entire as well. You don't have to go outside and be boiling in the Bria to see his Maisim and brewing the flow to come to Avos Hashem. You can do it through being misboinen in Torah. The mitzvah, the chinuch, the sefer chinuch brings it, and the Rambam sefer mitzvahs brings it down together. And as we mentioned many times here before, those are the two brochas you make before Kriya Shema. For those who haven't heard it, I'll tell you again, because it's a very important principle. Those who have heard it, you can tick it off as kuzora. We make two brochas before we say Kriya Shema. What is Kriya Shema? Well, after Hashem Elokecho, v'chiev to love Hashem. The angel's Nessus HaGadayla gave you hachona to say Shema properly. What is the hachona? Two brochas. The one is Yaitse HaMo'eiret, and the second one is Ava Rabba, which is essentially Birkas HaTorah. So there you have both. Yaitse HaMo'eiret is meditating and function, looking at the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and put the world together, being misbainen in the Bria, to extract the Chochmah and the Chesed of Hashem through learning how to be misboyin in the Bria. And the second one is being misboyin in Torah. There you have the Chinuch and the Rambam in the Yad and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah. The two ways to come to Avos Hashem. Open your eyes and look at the world and see the Chochmah and the Chesed of Hashem. And the one is open the Torah and start learning Torah properly and then come to see and recognize the one who created the world. So that's the Derek, there's another targil which I want to give you before we go, but I do want to hear what Baruch has to say. No, I said you first, because I need to have a sip here. Thank you. So that's your reel. But it's not your reel. And but one second, it's not your reel. Hold on a second, one second. It's not your reel yet. Because it's too intense. If that was your reel, there'd be no intensity there whatsoever.
Okay.
No, wait, wait, one second. I don't know what's never going to be. Now, in this moment, my real isn't, I'm in the Yichud Room of Hashem. I don't feel on Shabbos I'm in the Yichud Room. Yeah?
All of Shabbos. Maybe for a moment.
Okay, okay. So we'll celebrate what we do have. That's also real. And we'll recognize that under 23 hours, I'm not in the Yichud Room. Yeah? That's your real? It can't be your real if it's intense. Oh, whoa, whoa. Okay. Well, 1 second, we'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because built into my real that has an intensity, there is a should. Never, never, ever can there be a should. Never, ever. Never, ever. No, direction finder is never a should. A should is intensity. Whenever there's a should, there's a demand. This must be something else. Real means this is what is. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're not processing. Slowly. Real is what is. What is, no matter how disappointed, upset, devastated you might be, real is what is. Accepting reality the way reality is without any should. You have to get the should out of there. Once you got the should out of there, I'll show you what to replace it with. Well, you have to get the should out. There's no should. There's a real, an ideal, and there's a process of how I'm going to get from real to ideal. Why am I in this real at the moment? Because that's where I am. And this is where Hashem wants me to serve him in this real now. And I have everything I need now to serve Hashem the way he wants me to serve him now in this real. Yeah, but it's so far from the ideal. That's also real. That gap that exists between real and ideal is also real, because that's the way reality is. I mean, Beit Shemesh, and I really should be in Bnei Brak. Yeah, but I'm in Beit Shemesh. What do you want to do about Bnei Brak? Okay. No, no, we'll have to see how we're going to get to Bnei Brak. But not because I should be there, but because I'd like to be there. I would like very much for my Shabbos to be dveikus in 24 hours, you know, like floating on cloud nine, dveikus and basking in the, you know, the glorious Shekhinah that's available of Kedusha Shabbos. I would like that. And I may even daven for that, and I may make some ishtadlis to get there. But before I can take a step out of real, I have to accept the real. Accept means that's what is. But what are you going to do about it? I just told you, nothing, because that's what is. That's what is. And there's no should, there's no demand. The minute there's a demand to be somewhere else, you're not in real anymore. You can always tell when you're not in real, when there's a should, when there's intensity. You're just not accepting reality. I've told you, when the cup falls on the ground and breaks, and the mother's screaming at the child, I've told you 1,000 times, stop. She hasn't accepted the fact that the cup's broken yet. Because when you accept the fact that there's a broken cup, you don't shout at the child. You get a broom. You make sure nobody's hurt you. You make sure the people that choose don't come near. You manage the situation. Afterwards, you want to give a drosha on not breaking cups, gesunte. If you find that helpful, I'm not going to interfere. But until you've accepted the fact that the cup's broken, you're not going to do anything about dealing with the situation the way you're supposed to, because you're busy regretting, intensifying, shooting about what he should have done, then the cup would still be here. The cup's broken. It ain't coming back. One of my grandchildren just lost me for Shabbos. So one of the kiddish cups, you know, the glass kiddish cups fell on the floor and shattered into about 1,000,000 pieces. I've never seen anything break into so many small pieces before. There was glass just everywhere. The cup was this big. So he turns around, he looks at my wife, and he says, "We'll fix it together with Devin. Don't worry." So that was cute, but the lesson is he hasn't accepted that the cup's gone. It's finished. It ain't coming back. Gone. No, no, I'm just saying. It's just such a cute thing. You know? No, we'll get Derek and we'll fix it. Okay, the seven. When you're 4-year-old, you can do anything. So. The acceptance has to be intensity free, otherwise, it's not acceptance.
I never get to I'm just happy with where I am.
No one said you're happy. No, no. I never said you're happy with where you are. I said you might be very disappointed with where you are. You may even be devastated when you accept your real. You may be very happy with your real. But you might like to go a step out of real towards ideal. If you don't, so gesundheit, take stay where you are. I'm not going to force anybody.
I want to not be a should if I want to not be where my real is. And of course, there's inherent.
Change should for I would like to. See what that does to your mare. Try. Once again, I'm just sharing with you from my experience. I'm not telling you. Try. Somebody here tried it and said it was amazing. Somebody here tried shooting should for I would like to. And it was a big, big shift for them. Maybe for you it will be. Maybe it won't be. I don't know. I'm not a conceptualization. I'm trying to be real and go to ideal. If conceptually I can't, well then, okay, so conceptually I won't. But in real I will. I don't know what conceptually means. It's not the same. I promise you it's not the same. Should comes from outside as a demand. I would like to comes from my own inner desire. I would really like to do this, but I accept that I can't. The alcoholic really would like to be able, like everybody else in the morning, to get up and go to work and have a good day without having to be brain dead before the morning's much older. He would really like to, but if he's going to get off his alcohol problem, he's going to have to accept the fact that he's an alcoholic. Until he's done that, he ain't going nowhere. He has to accept the fact that he's an alcoholic, and at the same time would really like not to be, but not because of a should. Yeah, is reality the way reality is? We live in a world where you're not supposed to accept reality, because you can change reality if you just buy my product. It's very easy. Just buy what I'm selling and then life will be perfect and beautiful and blissful. Smoke camel and life will just be glorious. Plenty. More than I would care to admit.